The sermon this evening comes from Psalm 103. You know, it is our normal practice to preach through books of the Bible, and you also know that I was preaching through Luke and preaching through Exodus, and at one point I was very excited that the books were lining up so well and the themes were lining up so well. But this morning's sermon, it felt like falling out of a tree and hitting every branch on the way down. And I imagine preaching the rest of Exodus 32, and it would have been a continued fall, hitting every branch on the way down. And if you are as beat up as I am from this morning's sermon, perhaps you will come along with me to Psalm 103 and take some pleasure and some comfort and some healing in a much warmer and comfortable message this evening. I came here because in my own devotions and in my own life, I often come to Psalm 103. I come there because I will struggle with my thinking. I will struggle with my mind meditating on the wrong things or going to dark places. I will go to places and I will lose hope as I marinate in the pains and the sins of the past or even current disappointments or current sorrows. I come to Psalm 103 because in here we are given specific instruction and blessing and encouragement on how to stand with the Lord, and we look and we meditate on what's described as His benefits. And as we work together to acknowledge each of His benefits, and when I go for my walks, I can go through and I can look and I can say, all right, here's one. He pardons my iniquities. And then you move on and he heals my diseases, and we can move on and say, He redeems my life from the pit, and I can move on and say, He crowns me with loving kindness and compassion. I can move on and say, He satisfies your years with good things so that your youth is renewed like the eagle. And if you can meditate in that place and fill your mind with those truths, wherever you are, you will find the peace of the Lord in those places. And in the peace of the Lord, there is this strengthening and there is this renewal for us. Because we see His will towards us, His power having been enacted in our lives, His power continuing to be enacted in our lives, and we see that great benefit of the strength that we receive and we have in Christ Jesus. So, the call for you tonight will be to bless Him and to be strengthened as you are blessing Him. Let's read together Psalm 103, verses 1 through 5. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless His holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget none of His benefits, who pardons all your iniquities, who heals all your diseases, who redeems your life from the pit, who crowns you with loving kindness and compassion, who satisfies your years with good things so that your youth is renewed like the eagle. Our first step will be to bless the Lord, and that is to be a spiritual blessing to Him. Again, verse 1, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless His holy name. What does it mean to be a blessing? Perhaps in your life you can think of some, maybe an older saint. My mind goes to them rather regularly. Those who have been refined by years. Those who have had the rough edges knocked off to the point where they're like a river rock. They're just so smooth and so solid. There's no barb or jag on them. We think of an older saint who's able to move in and speak like we see in Ephesians 4:29. Let no unwholesome word proceed from your mouth, but only such a word as is good for edification according to the need of the moment, so that it gives grace to those who hear. Those people who can just talk and speak grace into your life and bring healing in a moment for us and an encouragement where we perhaps have lost hope, where we're wallowing in the mire. But here we're seeing that you and I have the opportunity to be a blessing to the Lord. It's almost unfathomable to me that I would have the opportunity to do that. In a book I was reading recently, a man was a father of a teenage girl. And he had made the decision early on, and he was delighted in the idea that he could be a blessing in his daughter's life. He saw an opportunity and a burden to bestow on a child absolute delight and absolute pleasure just with his attention. And we can actually do that with children. Just with our attention, giving it to them, we can give them joy almost unspeakable. And he called it a blessing, an opportunity, as well as a burden. How do you and I be a blessing to God Himself? I remember when our children were little, and Nate was probably two-ish. He crawled out of bed one morning, and he comes running out into the living room where we were in his little onesie. And he comes out to us, and he takes his stance before us and goes like this. And smiles like, "Behold, here I am, your pleasure and your delight. Feel free to rejoice." And we did. We would snatch him up and we would hold him and we would delight as he brought himself and displayed himself for us. Here I am. We look at the scripture and we see that God actually does delight in you. And all you have to do is show up. When you go to talk to him, he delights in you. It is his desire that you would pray without ceasing, that you would come with confidence before the throne of grace. And he is well pleased when you arrive there. Psalm 104:34. Let my meditation be pleasing to him. That just when we are doing that work of taking a thought captive and turning to the right place and meditating on these things as they are laid out, he is pleased with you. You don't have to do some great thing, some miraculous thing, some powerful thing, overcome some great challenge. He is just pleased with you when you organize and focus your thoughts and turn them to him. We see his heart manifested in the Apostle John in 3 John 1:4. I have no greater joy than this, to hear of my children walking in the truth. No greater joy for God than to hear that you are walking in the truth. Any moment of any day, you can give God the greatest joy. With faith and love and a moment of repentance, he looks on you and he beams. Let this be an encouragement to you. That at any moment, you can make your Heavenly Father beam with delight in you. Our next step is to bless the Lord out loud. Verse 1 again. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. And again, Psalm 104:34. Let my meditation be pleasing to him. As for me, I shall be glad in the Lord. Being in this place of blessedness, it builds a foundation for us where we're able to talk about the Lord Jesus Christ out loud to the people around us. As we are on this foundation of Christ. 1 Peter 2:9 and 10. But you are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people for God's own possession, so that you may proclaim the excellencies of him who has called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. For you once were not a people, but now you are the people of God. You had not received mercy, but now you have received mercy. That Acts chapter 4 is amazing. We've got the fisherman who was called out of his boat, an uneducated man standing toe to toe with the high priests and their whole families. That is beautiful, and it is amazing. And what did they notice about him? His boldness, because he had been with Jesus. And what did he announce? That salvation, salvation, salvation through the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. The name Jehovah, the name Yahweh, the name Yeshua, Jesus, Jehovah saves. We are rescued. It is at the name of Christ. No other name has been given under heaven by which men must be saved. And that name has been placed on you. Now, a part of the beauty of this and what is being accomplished in our lives is we look, and we can look in Acts chapter 4, and the thing they couldn't deny as these men proclaimed Christ was that a miracle had been done. A man had been healed. In your life, as you are in Christ Jesus, a miracle has been done. You have been healed. You have been lifted from the pit of destruction, out of the miry clay, out of the dungeon. You have had your feet set firmly on the rock. You have been given a new heart with a hymn of praise to our God. That is a miracle. And when you and I are in this place where we're meditating on and we are remembering all of his benefits, you will shine. You will shine. He will bring forth your judgment and your righteousness like the noonday. You will shine. And people will wonder. And people will question. How is it that you are different? And it is by the name of Jesus, his healing power, and his rescue that you are different. And we have the opportunity to bless him out loud so that the world will hear and know about him. Now, as we look to give this blessing, this is our third step. Produce the blessing that comes from the heart. Again, verse 1. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless His holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget none of His benefits. This remembering His benefits is going to cultivate a strength in you, and it's going to cultivate a courage in you, and it's going to well up inside of you like a spring that will overflow, that you will not be able to stop speaking about what you have seen and heard, as the apostles themselves testified. Now, this place and this place of remembering His benefits, that's a positive way to say it. The other is don't forget His benefits. But this brings us to Philippians 4:8 and the meditation of our heart. Finally, brethren, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is of good repute, if there is any excellence, and if anything worthy of praise, dwell on these things. Now, in my family, and specifically with Leslie, she has the habit of asking me at seemingly random intervals, what are you thinking? And it feels like a trap, you know, she's trying to catch me. Seeing what I'm thinking of early on in our marriage, I would have to lower my head and say, Batman. Now, and that happened more than I would care to admit. She would just catch me. And I hope they were weird and random moments, but it happened too often to be perfectly random. And even now she'll ask me, what are you thinking? And if nobody is doing that to you, I invite you to do it to yourself. If you're finding yourself in darkness, despair, angry, ask yourself, what are you thinking? Are you remembering all of His benefits? I have a very small journal that I had around the time when Leslie and I had gotten married, and I had Philippians 4:8 written in it, and I was trying to memorize it. And so we're back in 1999 at this point, and I never got it down. And I don't know why. I just had a hard time lining up these words correctly and holding on to them. And it wasn't until this past week, I had it on one of my little index cards, and I went for a walk, just to walk a mile. Takes 17 to 23 minutes, depending on who I run into and what the ground's like. And I walked, and I forced myself to think of nothing but Philippians 4:8. And you know, what I hadn't been able to pull off for 21 years, when I really tried, I was able to do in 23 minutes. To set the meditation of our heart. To set the focus. To be honest enough with yourself. To ask yourself, what am I thinking? What is the meditation of my heart? Is the meditation of my heart pleasing to Him? We could, if you're going to do this exercise, it is an exercise. It is strenuous. If you're going to do this exercise, maybe visit this as well as 1 Corinthians 13 and look at what love is. Am I keeping record of wrong? Am I being offended? Am I being patient? Am I being all of these things? Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be pleasing to You, O God. This work, and it is a work, 2 Corinthians 10:5, We are destroying speculations and every lofty thing raised against the knowledge of God. And we are taking every thought captive to the obedience of Christ. And here's an excuse that comes all the time in every setting where you introduce something holy or good. People says, yeah, but that's hard. Or easier said than done. And I don't know how to answer that politely. I'm still trying. Because I just want to scream as loud as I can, so what? Aren't all of the highest and most worthy pursuits worth your effort? And worth the highest effort to achieve and to come to a place so beautiful where the meditation of your heart is pure and good and loving, and your Heavenly Father looks down even into your mind and into your heart and smiles. I don't know where the image of little 2-year-old Nate coming out displaying himself in his onesie, where it comes to you. Maybe you think of a child having come out and displayed themselves in such a way. It says, here I am, love me. But boy, your Heavenly Father is just delighted. Just delighted. When you show up and you say, here I am. And I'm focusing on you. And whatever is true. Whatever is right. Whatever is honorable. Whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is of good repute, I'm dwelling on these things. Your Heavenly Father delights in such a moment. So in that place, we have hearts that are warmed and encouraged by eternal love. Imagine being with someone like that. That their identity is in being warmed and encouraged by eternal love. Don't you want to be someone like that? To be with them is to feel the warmth of God's eternal love. The warmth of His grace. And in that grace, this brings us to 103, verse 3. Who pardons all your iniquities. We could put this together and I could have said this earlier on. Forget none of his benefits. He's listed as the benefits through this psalm. So it's not remembering being pardoned, if you look at verse 3. But the benefit is who pardons? He who pardons. The benefit is Jesus Himself. And in Jesus Christ Himself, Him being in your life, Him being in your heart, Him being your Lord, Him being your Savior, Him being your prophet, your priest, your king, He is your benefit. He has pardoned all of your iniquities. He became sin on your behalf. He is the hero, the victor, the author, the perfecter of your faith. He is the one who has moved into your life and rescued you. He is the one who lifted you out of the slimy pit, the dungeon, the pit of destruction, and set your feet firm forever and ever. Forever and ever. He is the benefit. Remember Him. Meditate on Him. And your Heavenly Father is pleased. Meditate on Him. And you are strengthened. Meditate on Him. And you will shine. It is an opportunity for every single one of us, even in the darkest moments of our lives, to bless the Lord. With your soul, with your whole heart, to forever bless his holy name. Pray with me. Our God, you are beyond our words. You are beyond our minds. You are beyond our hearts. You are above and you are beyond our sin and our transgressions. And you have answered all of these things with your eternal love. And we praise you and we rejoice in you. And you give us each the opportunity in every moment of our lives to be a blessing to you, to stand in your light and your love and your truth. And because of this, we exalt you and we praise you tonight. Father, help us to remember all of your benefits. Help us to remember your Son, Jesus Christ, in the darkest moments of our lives. And may we please you by remembering him and all of the benefits that you have given us. Thank you for making us our sons and your daughters. Thank you for looking on us with delight because of the righteousness of your Son, Jesus Christ. It is in his name that we pray. Amen.